I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set and Surround Sound from NPR Music. We're about an hour's drive north of Manhattan in Katona, New York, for the Carrymore Jazz Festival. Producer Jim Luce has put together a marvelous lineup. We have up-and-coming artists who are making a splash and veteran jazz stars still shining bright. Later on in our show, we'll hear from the Cookers, the hard bop supergroup with Billy Harper, Eddie Henderson, and Cecil McBee. First up, a young lady you should know. Gretchen Parlato was named winner of the 2012 Jazz Journalist Award for Best Female Vocalist. She's going to receive the award just after her set. Her latest album, The Lost and Found, is on the top 10 of everyone's list. I think you'll like her intimate style. She's a sweetheart, and I'm happy to present Gretchen Parlato.
Thank you. Tout. Thank you.
Done.
Gretchen Parlato, with Taylor Eichste on keyboards, Bernice Travis on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums with Circling. Before that, they played Alo Alo and Butterfly. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater in Surround Sound at the Carrollmore Jazz Festival. Stay with me for more on Jazz Set, celebrating 20 years, from NPR Music and online at jazzset.npr.org.
I don't know what it is that you've done to me, but it's caused me to act in such a crazy way. Whatever it is that you do what you're doing, it's a feeling I want to stay.
Gretchen Parlato attended the Los Angeles High School for the Arts and graduated from UCLA with a degree in jazz studies. In 2003, she became the first vocal student at the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Performance. 1 year later, she competed in the Monk Institute International Jazz Vocal Competition and won it. I was one of the judges, along with Kurt Elling, Al Jarreau, Flora Purim, and Quincy Jones. We all were moved by the quiet, captivating sound of Gretchen's voice.
'Cause my heart starts beating triple time with thoughts of loving you on my mind. I can't figure out just what to do when the cause and cure is you.
Since then, she's released 3 well-regarded solo albums. She's also been writing more of her own music. This is an original song off her CD, The Lost and Found. Better Than.
This precious heart, broken apart, just leave it there and let it go. 'Cause all it knows is nothing better than you. There's nothing better than, there's nothing better than. But how it keeps beating, it keeps repeating, a blessing in disguise. I'm drying my eyes and realize there's something better than you. There's something better than, there's something better than. The truth in love will survive.
Gretchen Parlato at the 19th Annual Caramore Jazz Festival in Katona, New York. Taylor Eichsti on keyboards, Bernice Travis on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums. Thank you, Gretchen. Oh, yes, you can listen to more Gretchen Parlato online at jazzset.npr.org. Next up, the Cookers take their name from Freddie Hubbard's classic Blue Note album, The Night of the Cookers, from 1965. That hard bop tour de force inspired each of these men, who joined forces under the guiding hand of trumpeter David Weiss. They include Billy Harper on tenor saxophone, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Craig Handy, my handyman, on alto, Orrin Evans on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. This is a Cecil McBee composition, Peacemaker.
Thank you.
That's The Cookers with Peacemaker. Their latest CD is called Believe on Motema Music. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater at the Caramore Jazz Festival. Stay with me for more from this all-star congregation on Jazz Set from NPR Music and Surround Sound. Funding for this edition of Jazz Set comes from the Caramore Jazz Festival in Katona, New York. Information on the 20th Annual Jazz Festival in July 2013 is available on the web at caramore.org. And an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Artworks, and the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org, on air, online, and on your mobile device. The good gentlemen of The Cookers have had a profound effect on jazz history. In the late 1960s and early 70s, they took the hard bop torch from the original masters and then lit their own trailblazing paths. As they evolved as musicians and composers, jazz evolved along with them. This is a composition written by Billy Harper, which he first recorded with the hard bop trumpet icon and one of my favorites, Lee Morgan, Croquet Ballet.
Thank you.
The Cookers at Caramore, Billy Harper on tenor, Eddie Henderson and David Weiss on trumpet, Craig Handy on alto, Orrin Evans on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. Jim Luce is producer of the Caramore Jazz Festival in Katona, New York, with managing director Paul Rosenblum. Our recordings and surround sound mixes are by Duke Marcos with On Location assistant Andrew T. Shire. Jazz Set is Mark Schramm in Washington, D.C., Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas, and Becca Pulliam and Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org. Jazz Set is celebrating our 20th anniversary with pride, presenting music and performance every week. And you can listen again online at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.